Okay, thank you. Good morning. It's Sunday, February 20th. This is a continuation meeting of the KPFK Local Station Board from our regular monthly business meeting that began on Wednesday, last Wednesday evening. And I don't think our secretary is with us, but hang on a second, I guess I can call the roll. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Thank you. Christina Avalos?
Here.
Christina Avalos is here. Alan Beek?
Alan Beek is here.
Alan Beek present. Jose Benavides?
Present.
Jose Benavides is present. Fred Blair?
Present.
Fred Blair is present. Sandy Childs?
Here.
Sandy Childs is here. Marisol Cruz? I don't hear her. I'll come back. Bella DeSoto?
Present.
Bella DeSoto is present. Eric C. Jacobson?
Here.
Eric is present. Avelia Jones?
Avelia? Didn't Avelia ask for an excused absence?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think Avelia did ask for an excused absence. Ali Lex, I believe, also asked for an excused absence. Rob Macon? I don't hear him. I'll come back. Barbara Marbach asked for an excused absence. This is Michael Novick speaking, the chair. Oye Oyeyipo?
Present.
Myla Reeson?
I'm here, thanks.
Lawrence Reyes, I think, will have granted an excused absence for because he's been hospitalized. Ziri Rito?
Present.
Zirito is present. Paul Roberson? I don't hear him. Oscar Ulloa? Don't hear Oscar. Polina Vasiliev?
I'm here.
Thank you. Polina Vasiliev present. Elizabeth Van Gunten?
Here.
Elizabeth Van Gunten is present. Harvey Westman asked for an excused absence. Carlos Avala. I don't hear him. Coming back through. Marisol Cruz. Not here.
I just text her, Michael.
Okay, thank you. Paul Roberson? Carlos Avala? I don't hear them, but we do have a quorum. We'll proceed with the meeting. See if I can bring up my Zoom again. So we did have some unfinished business in addition to the completion of the election process, if we want to do it, of the delegates to the PNB committees. We had also had our other committee reports. We only got to the governance committee. There were reports on the agenda from, I believe, outreach, fundraising, and
governance.
I think we got through the governance committee. There were two motions that we voted on, programming oversight. So I don't have the agenda from that previous meeting in front of me, but I see your hand up from Beth Van Gunten. Go ahead, Beth.
Yes, just briefly. We didn't cover the programming oversight committee, but this is one of those rare months when we get 5 weeks in between, so we haven't actually met yet since the last time I reported, so there's no new report from that. We meet again tomorrow.
Okay. Okay, great. Outreach committee?
Yes. Thank you, Chair. So the outreach committee has been working in collaboration with the fundraising committee. I met last week with funding bidding for good for an hour, went over many issues for an online auction, also for an immediate sort of, you know, GoFundMe event effort, campaign. I discovered that is very cost effective, and I believe that it's a very good fit for Pacifica KPFK. I am going to be giving a report to the fundraising committee as well when we meet next. But also, we had scheduled for the 19th of this month a parking lot event at KPFK, and you all heard it was canceled. We are also looking to do, to be working, getting it off the ground, a walk-a-thon, and that will entail more work. We have also heard that there's an available space where we can start possibly meeting in person and doing outreach, as we have done in the past for KPFK. Our next meeting and the meeting for our next monthly Sunday, last Sunday of the month, 11:30 a.m. is on the 27th. It will be posted today at KPFTX. There's some issues with KPFTX today. Don't know why, but I could not post it, so I'll go back in there and see if I can post it. And I think that is all I can report right now, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thanks. Beth, you have your hand up again, or is that just from before?
That's from before.
Okay, I'll lower it. Thank you. Any questions regarding outreach? It's early in the year, but we do need to think also about town halls this year, and the
right.
more planning we can get for them, the better. So I hope the committee will be considering that.
Yes.
I was remiss, because this is a continuation meeting, I think that we don't have to excuse most of the absences, but I don't think that we excused Lawrence's absence at the last meeting, and since this is still really the same meeting continuing, I would invite a motion to excuse his absence as well.
So moved.
Bella.
This is Myla.
Okay, so fine. Moved by Myla, seconded by Bella. Any objections? Hearing none, we'll note that that's also excused. And there are several people on this call who were not on earlier, since this is the same meeting. I think that Oye and Paulina will be considered to have attended this meeting because they're at this part of it.
Mr. Chair, Bella.
Go ahead, Bella.
So I need to do a report for the fundraising committee. We have
I see Janine Rohn is on the call.
Good. And there were two motions, one from the outreach and one from the fundraising committee. And the one from the outreach committee both submitted to the governance committee on our last meeting, but they were not taken into account. And they can be resent again. But the one from the outreach specifically was to urge governance to reallocate a particular fund. It used to be $2,500 to cover town halls per year for the LSB, and any miscellaneous outreach referenced expenditures, just so that we don't have to go through this again. And we need to see a separate line item on the P&L as it used to be in the past. So the funds would need to be reallocated from the what is now the LSB elections. Thank you.
Okay, I think we did take that up actually at the last meeting. You introduced it as a substitute and it was defeated. But we can, if you want to bring it back next month, we can look at it again.
Okay.
So Janine, I know that you were traveling. Did you want to report further from fundraising or?
Well, like, you know, the two meeting or the two agenda items, both the auction online auction and the walkathon are two things that we're going to be concentrating on. We also did have a motion that didn't make it to the governance committee in time to be included. So, but it's in regards to the task force, the development task force, accessibility for people to join the meetings of the development task force and the strategic planning committee. So, but I'll get that to the governance committee at its next meeting.
Okay.
And then we are also having not really working groups that are working on every Monday. We're going to be scheduling every Monday, even though the next monthly meeting is on the 7th of March at 7.
Okay, thanks. I would invite people who are listening and want to get involved in actually doing some of the work that's involved in a few of these fundraising projects to check in with Janine and see about becoming part of the working groups. I noticed also that Ralph is on the call. Thank you, Ralph. And I did take a role, but we can review it later on. And Oscar has joined us. Oscar, are you present? You have to unmute.
Yes, I'm present. Yes, I'm
Thank
present.
You. Anybody else who came on the call subsequent to having taken the role earlier? I see someone on a phone that begins with 323. Is that an LSB member? Ends in 0410.
Oh, that's me, Sandy.
Oh, hi, Sandy. Sorry. Yeah, we did. I didn't see where you lit up. I'll rename you. Thanks. Glad you can be here. Okay, so Sandy also would count as someone present at this meeting. Since it's a continuation of the Wednesday night, it's the same meeting essentially. So before you got on, Ralph, actually before the call started, it was pointed out that since this is a continuation of the Wednesday night meeting, that the minutes would have to wait until this meeting is completed and this part of the meeting would be incorporated. So I think that's it as far as our other business. There are no other committees. We heard that the Program Oversight Committee will be meeting later in the month, and we'll have a report next month, and the other two committees have other things that they'll send on. So I think the remaining business is the business
Mr.
of
Chair,
the... sorry?
Mr. Chair, Bella.
Yeah. Go ahead, Bella.
The fundraising motion, both of these motions were sent to you both and Ralph. Both of you for the governance committee. So they were submitted, and they were submitted also after for the LSB that we met that we could not cover. So you have the two motions.
Okay, but I don't think that the governance did address them. So
they will be resubmitted. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Miley, you had a hand up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Myla. I'm getting some guidance from Terry Goodman in the chat, and I'm just wondering, he's suggesting, our chair of tellers is suggesting that I first offer a motion to rescind the motion on, or the resolution that was passed on the committee elections, and then proceed to introducing the new motion to remedy the problems that were caused by the past.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when shall I make that motion?
Yeah, I was about to clarify for people what the concern is. So at Wednesday's meeting, we adopted a motion to authorize the email balloting. And unfortunately, and inadvertently, the language that was in there restricted the voting to people present at the meeting. That was not anyone's intention, because we were trying to duplicate the motion that we had come up with for the director's election, where the board decided that we want to continue the policy of allowing all members of the, or all delegates or all members of the LSB to vote regardless of whether they were present at the meeting. So, but the language of the motion that we adopted without opposition said present. So I would entertain a motion to either reconsider or rescind that.
Mr. Chair, Bella.
Okay, so that Myla actually had the floor, Bella, so we'll come back to her and then we'll take you.
Mr. Chair, I move to rescind the previous motion to on committee elections and to reopen nominations.
Okay, is there a second for that?
I second.
Thank you, that was Oyeyipo. And if people can't identify themselves, Ralph has asked, because people who are calling in, and the secretary also needs it for the record. So Myla moved, and Ralph, and Oye seconded a motion to rescind the prior authorization motion as having been incorrect, really. Is there opposition to that? I don't know, Terry, as a parliamentarian, do you think we have to take a roll call vote in terms of, because it was originally adopted without opposition, if there's no opposition to rescinding it, do we actually need a tally?
You don't need a tally. Actually, when it was originally adopted, there wasn't time for opposition. This time, you allowed a pause for people to object.
Okay. All right. So hearing no opposition, I think we're rescinding the prior authorization for the email balloting for delegates on PNB committees. Can I ask also if one of the directors on the call, I guess, that's only the only one is Beth. What did the PNB do about this? There was some discussion online that the PNB was trying to restrict membership to a single delegate. I sent the PNB the bylaws saying that, you know, it's two delegates. Was that resolved at the PNB meeting itself? Or?
It needs to be addressed. We recognize, at least, so we haven't met since that passed, but a number of us directors recognize that there are problems with that that need to be resolved so that this year's committees and elections will be in compliance with the bylaws. That I have a couple meetings going on later this afternoon to do that. So I would suggest that... I don't know what to say about proceeding. I think it's safe to say that if we authorize elections that are consistent with our local elections that are consistent with the bylaws, that will likely be confirmed by further action from the PNB. But that hasn't happened yet. So,
right. I guess what I'm asking is, I'm not clear. I didn't have a chance to re-listen to the I didn't listen originally. I do have the audio, but I haven't listened to it again. Did the PNB vote to have only one delegate from each station?
They did.
But it was not. Okay. Thank you.
Well, we recognize now that there are problems with that. If I may continue.
Yeah.
That none of us saw those motions before we went into the meeting. All of us were reading them for the first time, real-time live, at the time of the meeting. And with further review, it's clear that there are problems and that they have to be resolved. So we'll do what it takes to do that as expeditiously as possible. And I'm not sure why the audio wasn't posted sooner to KPFTX, but I'm hoping that was just a technical problem. Otis is usually pretty good about that. But hopefully I will see to it that once the PNB has resolved this, that an announcement is made so that local station boards can proceed with certainty.
Okay, yeah, Bella DeSoto is next, and then I think Myla has her hand back up. I'm not sure. But go ahead, Bella.
Okay. I am very disheartened how the PNB, on its first course of action, takes such a action. This is very questionable. It's very ironic. This affects the entire network. It puts the foundation in peril in many levels. And I believe that we should continue with our election process and receive the results. And then later, we may or may not decide to take another action, Mr. Chair. By the way, the posting, the audio has not been posted yet at KPFTX for the recent PMB meeting as of this moment. And Paul Robertson joined us, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for noting that.
This is Beth. I'm looking on the committee to reply.
And okay. Well, my latter hand up is it.
To PMB. If you don't mind, Beth, let me just make this comment. Thank you. Susan Young, who is the director, one of the directors from KPFT in Houston, sent this letter to the PNB regarding, to the chair of the PNB and the officers regarding this situation. And she wrote, we urge you all, as those who have accepted the duties of leadership, to determine and publish a schedule for monthly PNB meetings, and that agendas and packages be provided to PNB members no later than 1 week before the meeting. The chair did yeoman work to draft an agenda with detailed motions about committees in order to activate them as soon as possible. However, the agenda, which included detailed motions for each committee meriting a thorough review, was provided only 15 minutes before the start of the meeting. The discussion that preceded was confused and confusing, and it is not clear that all of us or any knew fully what they were voting on. The motion to postpone consideration for the first committee by 1 month was voted on 9-9, which demonstrated the ambivalence felt by all. We urge the leadership team to act promptly to remedy these serious procedural shortcomings.
Okay, thanks, Myla. Beth?
Thank you. I've already acknowledged that we recognize the problems that took place and fully intend to remedy them. I would point out that Julie, that the new chair is new, that this is, the second meeting that she's chaired. I think she was just trying to get business done and probably got ahead of herself. That's my personal speculation. I would also like to point out that the network has suffered a couple of major deaths in the last week, and that had preoccupied key people, and that I don't think there was any intent behind this, which I keep reading in a lot of the critique. The intent wasn't to limit involvement, as far as I can see. Nothing that I've heard outside of the meetings would indicate that. This is just another rough start to another turbulent year with a complicated set of bylaws. So please stand by. We're doing what we can to remedy the situation. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Paulina? Go ahead.
Thank you. As the PNB secretary, I have to also take full responsibility for what happened last week. I was unavailable, and so basically new chair Julie had to do all this yeoman's work, correctly said, by herself. She didn't have an extra pair of eyes. Usually we collaborate on the agendas, and we're both learning. Former Chair Steinberg used to take care of the agendas, and I would just format and send them out. FYI, but anyways, this is a learning curve, but things will, of course, as Beth correctly said, will be remedied as soon as possible. So there you go. Thank you.
Thanks. So I would suggest that the PMB might benefit from the practice that our LSB has, which is that the governance committee works on a draft agenda and submits it to the body well in advance of the meeting, along with the motions that would be under consideration. And I think that's a useful procedure. It has a lot of eyes on the question. So if they're not doing that, I think it probably would be a beneficial practice. There are a couple of comments in the chat that I wanted to share, one of which gives a URL for a recording, I guess, of the PNB meeting. It's on WeTransfer. Grace, you have your hand up?
Yes, in regard to Susan's comments. Susan is returning to the LSC and PNB after about 10 years or so. She was on the PNB with me in 2009, at which time we had such a motion to have the agendas submitted to the PNB 7 days in advance of a meeting. It was pretty unworkable at that time. It's just too many days. I do agree that at least 24 hours to 48 hours in advance of the meeting, the agenda should be set. However, Robert's Rules allows for agenda items to be added to the agenda in the meeting itself. So it's probably better to have a shorter period of time where even if the agenda items arrive closer to the start of the meeting, it still would take more time if emergency items have to be added in the meeting itself. I mean, it's a tricky thing. So it needs to be thought of carefully by the PNB. This is PNB business. I don't think we should be taking up any more time here with this.
Okay, Beth has her hand up again. I do think we should move on. The main reason we raised this was to try to get clarification about the fact that we were nominating and electing two delegates for each of the committees, and that seemed to contradict the PNB motion, which we actually haven't seen yet. Beth, go ahead.
I just want to agree with Grace that I do think we need adequate advance notice. 7 days is logistically just too much happens in that last 7 days that wouldn't be addressed in the next meeting if we were to do that. 2 to 3 days, a day or two, something like that, I think we can negotiate the difference there. But clearly, I've mentioned this in PNB meetings too, that if others on the PNB or staff want my vote on something, they need to let me know far enough in advance so that I can do my due diligence to know what it is I'm voting on. So I'll be supporting that at the national level. Thank you.
Myla, you have your hand up. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Chair, would this be the appropriate time for me to offer my motion on the...
I'll be doing that in a moment. I do want to say, again, I'll reiterate my recommendation that the PNB follow the same procedure the LSB does, because I think what we're seeing here is the problem that broke down. The governance committee did not actually consider the motion that we needed to authorize the this election that we're talking about, and that's led to some of the problems. But we should have and could have. It would have made this process a lot simpler. I think it would be the same for the PNB. So I'm going to proceed on the basis that because the bylaws do require two delegates from each station on PNB committees, that we're going to look to authorize a new such election. And Myla, I think, did circulate a motion. You want to read that motion, Myla?
I would like to. And the goal here for everyone is just to make sure that all of our members have an opportunity to vote and are enfranchised, and the people who elected them also have a representative on the board who is able to vote on their behalf. So here's the motion. Whereas the KPFK Local Station Board is electing delegates to serve on PNB committees this year by STV ballot, that single transferable vote, with nominations that took place at the meeting. Hold on just a second. I'm sorry, because all of a sudden I'm realizing that, Terry, you were saying something about opening up nominations again, or Michael, so that this does not comport with that goal. But let me just read the motion as written, as drafted, and then we can tweak it if we must. So I'm going to start again, if that's okay. Whereas the KPFK Local Station Board is electing delegates to serve on the PNB committees this year by STV ballot, with nominations that took place at the meeting of February 16th, 2022. resolved that the single transferable vote elections shall be conducted for all PNB committees and the Committee of Inclusion via electronic mail under previous authorizations for electronic communications, with Terry L. Goodman, serving as chair of tellers, and John P. Gary III serving as teller. Further resolved that all current listener and staff delegates are authorized to vote and will be sent voting instructions via email on or before Monday, February 21st, 2022, at close of business, and that the polls shall close on Friday, February 25th, 2022, at midnight Pacific Standard Time. The chair of tellers will distribute preliminary tally results to all voters soon after the tellers agree on those results. Further resolved that the delegates will meet in a continuation meeting on Sunday, March 6, 2022 at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to receive and ratify the results of the elections. And if I might motivate, I just realized that we had solved the issue of nominations, I believe, by adding that this would be for all of the committees. And so there will be a place on your ballot for write-ins, and you can use that as a de facto nominating process. You can get together with your caucuses and decide on who you want to write in, and that would be a de facto nominating process, if I understand correctly. So that is the motion and the motivation, and thank you.
I think that was circulated to the LSB list, if you have a chance to put it in the chat as well for people maybe on this call. Bell, you have your hand up?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
I object to this motion.
Can you state your objection or explain it?
Yes. I would like for us to ratify the results of the recent election that we conducted.
Okay. Further discussion from the board, and then we're also going to take some public comment before we vote on anything.
Michael, was there a second? Sorry to butt in.
No, thank you. Was there a second for Myla's motion?
I'll second it, Sandy.
Thank you, Sandy. Further discussion from the board? Okay, I don't see anyone else. We did actually rescind the previous authorization, so I think that sort of makes the tally moot, but we'll take public comment. Ruth Strauss, I see your hand up.
Yes, hi, thank you. So the first thing I wanted to say is, as a listener, I certainly support the amended thing about voting for PNB delegates that Myla submitted. You know, we all elected people to be on the LSB, the listeners did, so they should have fair representative from all the LSB members. That's number one. Number two, I'm not sure I understand what Beth said, but I can't think of any good reason other than to limit control, or to control stations to decrease, the membership on committees to two delegates instead of one. I can discuss that with Beth, but I just wanted to make that comment that seems very undemocratic. But the other thing, which is completely off the subject, but I do want somebody, and I will try to get it to Miguel, but the bottom line is the radio stream today was interrupted, I think, during either Susie Weissman's or whatever. Anyway, so I called the station and tried to get to technical, and it said, I'm sorry, your response is inadequate, or something like that. I mean, it didn't let me leave a message. So then I thought, okay, I'll call back and I'll try production. And when I called production, it transferred me to membership. And then I thought, okay, this is ridiculous because KPFK has had problems with the phones for a long time. And so I decided to call Miguel's line, and Miguel's line said, I'm sorry, your response was inadequate. I don't even know what that means. But the bottom line is the phones are once again screwed up. And I think that's, you know, bad for the station, you know, bad for listeners who might have a comment, et cetera. So somebody please get to Miguel. Thank you.
Thanks. Kim Kaufman and Terry Goodman have hands up, and then Janine Roan.
I'll let Terry go first because he's going to talk to this subject. Okay.
Sure. Yeah, I'm new, Terry. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that without objection, when the LSB rescinded the previous motion, it also allowed for there to be more nominations. So if any member of the LSB wants to add someone to the ballot, they could do so during this meeting.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, this is a continuation of the previous meeting where nominations were voiced, so we could certainly have additional nominations in this one. Kim?
I think that the LSB should get better reports on what the fundraising committee and the outreach committee are doing before they just go off and do stuff. I think they should present these plans to the LSB and let the LSB vote on them, because the flip side of that is they're going to get, oh, we need all this, these expenses in order to do this. And I think that should, as the motion passed last meeting, it should come before. So I just think there needs to be better coordination between these committees in the LSB. And furthermore, there are no minutes for either of these committees, so we have no idea who's on these committees and what motions are actually passed, who voted for them, and all that stuff. Without minutes, these committees don't even exist. Once again, I'm saying this. So that's it.
Thank you. So, yeah, it is. We are supposed to be having minutes from our various committee meetings, and eventually they should be posted to kpfdx.org. Janine?
Yeah, well, on that note, we had difficulty getting quorum two meetings in a row. So that was one thing going on with the fundraising committee. And, yeah, the goal is to put together a plan for each of these things to be, you know, to forward to the LSB. So that's that. I did say in the chat, I'm unclear on, you know, if it seems strange to me that the PNB at the last minute would have some sort of effort to restrict delegates to the committees when there's already nominations that have been taken. It just, to me, that is not an oversight. I put that in the chat. It doesn't seem possible that it's an oversight when there's already nominations on the table. So, and I don't understand why there are other things that about the PNB meeting that are now being, you know, like are that there would be more nominations open and all that, and why we're doing another. I'm just unclear on why we would be doing another election. Was the election over the last couple of days and now it needs to be redone for a reason? I must.
No, okay. Yeah. So the motion that was passed authorizing the election inadvertently used language restricting the voting to people present at the LSB meeting, whereas our basic policy has been that all members of the LSB or all delegates are able to vote. So that was the purpose of the rescinding and having a new balloting process so that the five or six people who are not actually present on Wednesday would be able to vote.
I have a follow-up to that, but I don't know whether I need to wait. I didn't expect the engagement, but now that I know that, I'd be curious, was it voted on that all the LSB would be able to vote, or is that something that was just because it's been done that way in the past?
So again, maybe I wasn't clear enough. We were trying to model this election on the election we did for the delegate, the directors, and in the directors, there was a proposal to restrict the membership, restrict the voting to those present. The body changed that motion and went with the previous procedure of all members being able to vote. So we were modeling this one on that one, but the copy that was used had the old language unintentionally. Nobody intended to restrict the franchise. So we're going to go on to the other public comments. I see someone in the in 6890 and calling user 3. I don't know who that is, but 310 area code. Go ahead.
Thank you. With regard to the PNB meeting and committees, I would like to
raise.
Pardon me?
Please identify yourself.
Raymond.
Okay.
He doesn't have to.
Yeah, members of the public don't have to, but go ahead.
Perfectly happy to. I'd like to raise another matter at the PNB with regard to committees. The motions that appeared and that we listened to, we meaning the public, had charges for these committees. And in at least two instances that come immediately to mind, they were dubious. One having to do with the elections committee, which restricted substantially its charge, and another having to do with the strategic planning committee or task force or whatever it is, which took almost the entire universe of issues into its charge. And I would hope that our directors on the PNB would not only re-examine the issue of delegates and numbers, but of the charges to at least those committees. Thank you.
Thank you. Someone on the phone from the public calling user number 3.
Is that me?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, couple of things, including a question. I guess I'll ask my question last. But I will point out that the strategic planning committee that's proposed for this year that Raymond Goldstone just referred to includes as many of the 2021 PNB directors, people who are no longer on the Pacifica National Board, includes them as part of the new committee, if in fact they were on last year's committee. So I have major problems with that. One is you have served your term. You're no longer on the PNB. Membership is restricted to directors. It is to current directors. And further, it's curious that when they're doing outreach to people who were directors, it's only people who were on the strategic planning committee last year. Only the directors who were on the committee last year who are being invited back. So, you know, there's a lot of pulling your friends in, and trust me, not all of them are friendly to Pacifica. There are some hardcore breakers in there that are coming back to do what they couldn't do in two damaging bylaw votes. And it doesn't matter that some folks are really busy getting back together with their old friends who tried to kill this network. It's a problem. So that formula is very suspect. I don't understand why affiliate directors are on the, well, we know the formula was wrong, but why they would even be on the elections committee. They're not involved in delegate elections, which are what the NES and our delegate elections are about. And they don't know anything about our elections. The point is having a certain level of expertise because people have been watching or been involved in these elections for the past 19 years. which brings me to the point of Beth von Gutten's having brought an amendment to actually forbid people who can be candidates, who are eligible to be candidates, from being on the elections committee. There are a lot of lessons learned by being a candidate. So some people may not remember their experience, but others do. And the information that we have by virtue of the gross mismanagement of our elections over time is something that should not just be thrown away. People should not be blocked. It's an advisory committee that brings motions to the PNB. Are we also then going to block anybody on the PNB who is eligible to run from voting on recommendations or anything related to the elections? That would be about half the board. So, you know, if you're going to try to exclude people for whatever reason, and I just don't see the point of that, then you need to be consistent. And my question, and I missed the very beginning of the meeting where y'all apparently rescinded a motion. If the mistake was in limiting voting to people who were present at the meeting, why isn't that the portion that is being corrected as opposed to the reopening of nominations? I don't have a great attachment to either process, but I don't see that both parts of those need to be reversed.
Well, the main thrust of the motion is to also change. We change the dates because the meeting is still continuing, and so having rescinded the motion, there's a new motion that we can that we're free to discuss and change anything in. So I don't see any further public comment. We're going to go back to a discussion at the LSB. I see Bella DeSoto and then Eric Jacobson. Eric hasn't spoken yet. It's okay with you, Bella.
Yes,
first.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Eric.
Yes, thank you, Michael. Did anybody fail to vote who would have voted because of the language restriction in the fine print of the ballots that we received?
Yeah, I wasn't able to vote.
I wasn't mm-hmm.
Neither was I
either.
Right.
Mine was rejected.
Okay.
Yeah, the ballots were only sent to a select number of members. That's the problem that we're trying to address by rescinding the authorization and doing a revote.
Well, I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
the actual receipt of the ballots was only to those who had been in attendance. Is that
right? Yeah.
Okay. Let me add one other quick point, which is that unless I'm misremembering. I don't think we really had much of an opportunity, and this is not sour grapes, but, you know, those were elections to positions that those of us who were nominated, accepted nominations. And you know, I don't believe we were asked to say our piece for even 30 seconds as to motivate our candidacies to our fellow board members, which I think was an oversight. Did somebody remember it differently? Did people have any opportunity to advance their candidacies at all?
Nobody asked to speak, but that's right. There was no. We had no discussion about it apart from the nominations themselves.
That's a pretty significant miscue because we're supposed to be a body that is trying to do right by. The organization, and we have these elections for a reason, and people's skill sets do vary. So we should have, if we are going to redo the entire thing, I would propose that we make a short statement by the candidates part of the process, at least the option to make one. That's all. Thank you.
Thanks, Bella. And then I see more public comment again. I guess we can take some additional public comment.
Mr. Chair, I want to say two things. So one is that I regarding the minutes for the fundraising committee, the minutes of the audio recordings were not being recorded by Otis. They were not being uploaded by Otis. That's number one, which then crippled me as the secretary to create the minutes, even though I had notes. Then I want to go on to something else because it was just brought up. And here is the motion from the fundraising committee, and I'll read it quickly, that this committee make a formal request of both the National Development Task Force and a Strategic Planning Committee that an official recording of their meetings and minutes to be posted retroactively at kpfdx.org and to provide the listeners access to each meeting, knowing that if there are times when it is deemed a matter of necessity to be held in private session, and that the call-in, the call sign-in information be posted as well for every meeting, whereas the ethics of Pacifica Foundation mission statement is one of inclusivity and wide collaboration, and therefore it is unacceptable for the for the secrecy conducted at these meetings, aforementioned bodies. And then there are samples of their meetings posted without information. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. We're not taking it up right now.
I understand, but it needed to get out.
Yes, thank you. I realize there's been a general discussion about transparency and engagement at PNB level, and so it's related to that same question. But we are trying to focus on the motion on the floor, which is about our own election of delegates to the committees. So we're going to take a little bit more public comment, and then I do have a question I want to raise. I see John Marquis has a hand up, and then Sue Cohn Johnson and Colin is number three, and then we're going to come back to the motion at hand. John?
Yes, I'm going to pass this time. Thank you anyway.
All right, thanks. Sue?
As it stands, and if it became two reps from each station area, is it required to be one who's on the PNB and one who's on the LSB?
No, the bylaws language is that committees have at least one director says at least one director and two delegates from each station. The director is chosen by the PNB from its ranks. So that's a PNB election. They decide which. At one point, there were two directors, and they changed that to only one, although it does say at least one. The delegates are chosen by the...
So it's three.
Yes. As I say, the language of the bylaws is at least one director chosen by the directors and two delegates chosen by the local station board. From each station, yeah. Colleen is the three, and then Janine, and then we'll try to come back to the motion. You had your hand up again, Colleen is the three.
Hi, sorry, my screen locked. Sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. So I want to point out two things. And I know your secretary is new and perhaps does not remember which rules in Pacifica, does not remember that members of the public are not required to identify themselves. It's a CPB rule, and we're hungry for CPB money. I suggest we follow the CPB rules. And I want to remind everyone on the board that adherence to that policy is important, so that if a person chooses to appear at a meeting and not identify themselves, it is not the option of a member of the governing board to reveal, name, classify, whatever the case is, their identity. Our bylaws also say that. that's a, an important right. So I want to suggest that people who want Pacifica to get the CPB money actually try to adhere to the CPB rules. That's one. And two, it seems to me that the mistake that was made, and, you know, Julie's not new to the board, to the national board. I think this might be her second year or maybe her third. I don't remember. But again, you know, it's a lot when your role changes in becoming chair. It's a lot. So I don't think there was any deliberate attempt to skirt the bylaws. But I do. I am concerned by the lack of the tendency that I've seen to not be as inclusive as possible, but always to try to limit participation. And no, it's not a matter of quorum. There's a way to deal with people who don't show up at meetings. So that's one. The other thing I just want to point out,
I
don't think we've had 30 minutes. Can I just say, make one quick point?
Okay. Go ahead. Try to wrap up with what I'm saying.
I will. There were people, myself included, who wrote to the PNB throughout that meeting when these motions were coming up, motions that we had not seen, but the portions of which we were hearing caused great concern. And the fact that they went through the entire process and did not seem to understand what they were reading from myself and others begs for public comment to be included in this meeting. Thank you.
Janine?
Yeah, I really hope that the members can really consider what this looks like from the outside. It looks like an election was started on Wednesday. The PNB met on Thursday, tried to change the rules, right? And now the LSB is changing their rules again and having another election. That's what it looks like. So I completely agree with the comments in the chat that say that this should be opened up to the other members by a vote. Like, if that's what everyone wants, is that the entire membership should have been able to vote, then that it should be opened up and the election continued. Otherwise, if you do another election, you're actually substantiating what they voted on Thursday, when they're actually trying to change an election that was already in motion. And that is very suspect, maybe not from the chair or any of the people at the forefront of the meeting, but it is extremely odd that the day after the nominations for this LSB, that the PNB tried to change the rules. I mean, that... You guys have to understand that if you vote on a new motion in a new election, it looks like you are allowing that to happen. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I have one more hand up again from Ruth Strauss, and then we want to come back to the board discussion and the vote on the motion.
Yes. Again, I am not a member of the board, so, you know, my opinion could be discounted, but I see no subterfuge at all in redoing the election. I think the point about adding nominations was probably valid, although Myla explained that you could do write-ins. But the bottom line is, I don't see any subterfuge at all in trying to be more inclusive and having the election again because of a language problem. And I'm just saying that as a listener. Thank you.
Thank you. So again, just to reiterate, the reason for having to rescind the motion is that the motion was inadvertently did not reflect what we wanted our policy to be. And so that restricted who got the ballots. It restricted, in a sense, who could be nominated because people were not present to put their names forward and were not nominated in their own absence. I also want to point out one other problem, which is that in the nominations that were made for the election committee, Elizabeth von Gunten was nominated, and she's a director. So not eligible. In any case, we're going to come back to the discussion about the new motion having rescinded the previous authorization already. I did have a point of information myself, which I guess is directed to Beth Van Gunten. The motion that's before us proposes March 7th, which is, or 6th, I forget, but more than a week after the ballots are tallied to have the ratification. I'm wondering, what is the state of the constitution of the committees at this point from the PNB? If we wait till the 7th, are we depriving ourselves of representation on committees that would be coming into effect sooner than that? The question to Beth Van Gunten as the director. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, the previous committees, the committees from last year, are all mandated to continue, and members on those committees are mandated to continue until they are replaced, at whatever point that is precisely to avoid lapses of those committees so that the business can continue. So we won't risk those meetings, those committees not being able to meet. It may delay, a week's delay seems minor relative to the need to correct the previous decision. So that I think that's one thing we don't need to be concerned about. Those committees won't lapse. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. So in other words, for example, there is an ongoing election committee that I know Janine Rowan has been on, Lawrence Reyes as director, and so on. So that committee is still in effect, you're saying, until the membership changes with the replacement of new members. Same thing with the PNB Governance Committee or the Audit Committee. The existing committee is still operating, and the people who were previously elected to serve are still on it.
Right.
Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
That's correct.
So just to clarify, so for example, members here, Eric, I know is on the existing audit committee, he would continue until the election and perhaps continue if he's elected and so on and so forth. So is everybody clear on that? Okay, so further board discussion about the new motion that was presented to basically have a new election process with everybody entitled to vote, all members of the LSB voting, and with the provision for write-ins, so to cover people who are still not at this meeting who might want to participate, would have the option to do so.
Beth, with a question. Point of
information. Go ahead, Beth.
Would it be possible simply to maintain our standard practice of allowing actual nominations between now and a cutoff point rather than relying on write-ins, because those two processes are different processes and can result in different results? If we have the option to stick with our standard process, that would be my preference. Is that an option?
Yes, it is. As I pointed out earlier, this is actually a continuation of the meeting at which the nominations were held, so nominations are still in order since we rescinded the motion. So this is, technically speaking, the same meeting. We're continuing it. So if anybody has nominations to make, they're free to do so at this one. I see hands up from Bella and then Myla.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I would like for us to close this, and I would like for us to get the results of the recent elections.
I'm sorry, close what?
I would like for us to close the conversation and hold a question and get the results from the recent ballots that we voted on.
Okay, you're saying you want to hear the results of the ballot that we did conduct before we vote on this motion?
Yes, and I asked for that before, as you recall.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so we'll consider that a point of information to Terry Goodman as the chief of tellers. Did you want to report what the balloting that took place?
I didn't hear what was just said. I don't see a reason for a report since the motion was rescinded.
The motion has not been void.
Yeah, the previous motion was rescinded without objection.
When?
Earlier in the meeting, there was a motion to rescind that was seconded. We asked for opposition. Nobody indicated opposition.
Mr. Chair,
you did not.
DeSoto objected. And you went on and you moved on.
I'm sorry, you did not object, Bella. There was a long pause and nobody spoke.
Well, it will be in the recording. I was hoping you would take roll call, but you went on to public comments. How is this possible?
Bella, I asked three times. Was it necessary to take a roll call vote because there were no objections and nobody said they objected? Milo, your hand is up.
Yes. You know, this is a kind of a sticky wicket because in the interest of transparency, for example, in the election for the KPFK delegates, four candidates were disappeared, and we were never able to find out how many people actually voted for those disappeared candidates after the tabulation had already begun. In this case, it's my understanding that Terry Goodman, our chair of elections, or chair of tellers, excuse me, and John Gary did tabulate the votes that were now rendered inapplicable because of our decision to rescind the previous motion. So we're getting into somewhat complicated territory here. I happen to be of the opinion that transparency is always appropriate. But I'm wondering if we can now, I'm just not quite sure how to handle this in a way to provide for maximum integrity of our elections and an equitable decision, which is I'm sure we're all hoping to receive an equitable result.
Okay, now thanks, Beth.
So I'm a little bit confused about all of this, but I would like to... I think that what we're trying to achieve here is that maximum participation in our election process by the elected representatives who populate this body. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Beth has her hand up, and I do want to also return to Eric's point about giving people the opportunity to say why they ran for the committees and what they would try to do on them. Beth.
Yes, the matter before this body today is this election, not any other election. And what we've done so far in the course of this meeting is, as far as I can see, completely within our standard practices and compliant with the bylaws and Robert's rules and everything else. And I'm grateful to have Terry Goodman there watching over us to help us keep ourselves in line. So I don't see any reason to hesitate to proceed as we have so far and as is proposed in setting up a replacement election. And any other matters should wait for another time. Thank you.
Paulina?
Yes, thank you.
Michael, do you think it would be in order for someone to propose a motion to that effect, you know, to formalize the election rather than have a debate without a motion on the floor?
There is a motion on the floor. It was Milo's motion for reconducting the election with the dates that was sent.
Yeah, was that sent in writing?
Yes, it was sent to the LSB earlier.
Okay, thank you. I'll check. I withdraw my comments. Thanks.
Okay. So, you know, amendments to that would be in order or anything else people want to do. It's still under debate. Myla has a hand up again? Or is that just not lowered?
Sorry. I just wanted to tell Paulina that I sent it last night as an email to the LSC, and it's also been posted in the chat by both John Gary and myself. So, yes, this body did have advance notice of this motion.
Well, I'll ask as a point of information, can either the secretary or the tellers review the nominations that have been made for the various committees?
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Go ahead, John. Gary?
This is John P. Gary, the third secondary ballot recipient. And I'm going to read the nominations from each contest off the the new draft ballot. PNB Audit Committee, two seats available. Fred Blair, Melo DeSoto, Eric C. Jacobson. Committee of Inclusion, three seats available. Marisol Cruz, Melo DeSoto, Abelia Jones, Paul Roberson.
Okay, I'm sorry, to clarify, in the Committee of Inclusion, this is a separate election than the others, and it's one director and three delegates, all being elected by the LSB. It's a little different from the other PNB committees. So Avelia Jones is nominated for director on that committee, and then Marisol Cruz, Bella DeSoto, and Paul Roberson are nominated as delegates. That's the PNB Committee of Inclusion for KPFK, so it's different from the other PNB committees.
Okay, who elects the chair of the Committee of Inclusion, the PNB or the LSB?
I don't think there's a chair. I think historically the director has convened the meeting. And then the procedure is that once those four members are elected, they can add additional people to the committee as needed to fulfill its responsibilities.
So I need further clarity. Is Avila Jones running unopposed as the director candidate?
Yes, right now, Avelia Jones was the only nominee for director candidate on the Committee of Inclusion and would be elected by this body, not by the PNB.
Okay,
and then the other three are running unopposed, essentially, for the three delegate positions.
Okay, so I'll add a contest for Committee of Inclusion director member. So that's an additional contest. And in that contest, Avelia Jones is the only candidate. Thank you for the correction. PNB Elections Committee, two seats available. Grace Aaron, Christina Avalos, Bella DeSoto, Michael Novick, Myla Reisman. PNB Governance Committee, two seats available. Marisol Cruz, Bella DeSoto. PNB Programming Committee, two seats available. Grace Aaron, Ziri Rideau, Oscar Ulloa. And that completes the list of contests and nominees.
Thank you. So,
Beth, with an amendment to the motion.
Okay. Go ahead. What's your amendment?
I would like to substitute our standard process of allowing further nominations until a cutoff date or a cutoff time. I don't know, maybe later today, whatever our usual interval is, rather than relying on write-in votes, as I described earlier.
other than that, I'm not proposing to change any other part of the motion, just that.
Mr. Chair, Bella?
Okay, Bella, and then Myla.
I support that.
Okay, we'll take that as a second for best amendment. Just to say that we've always had the option to write in, so I don't think it would eliminate the write-in option. It would just supplement it if we allowed a time for additional nominations. That would appear on the the difference is that the names would appear on the ballot as nominees. Is that in comport with your amendment, Beth?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Myla?
So just for clarification, I didn't actually hear that very well, and I didn't see it in writing. Have you now withdrawn, or Mr. Chair, did Beth now withdraw her amendment, or are we considering the amendment?
I think we're considering it, but Beth, if you could send it to the LSB by email.
And if I might ask, if you could also put it in the chat, that's easier for me to access quickly so that I can...
Yeah, Beth's on the phone, doesn't deal with the chat. If we get it, we'll...
I don't see what's in the chat. So I am putting forth this amendment and for discussion. What I would like to do is rely on our standard elections vocabulary for this. I don't want to try to invent something that might not meet the test. I don't have that language in front of me. If our tellers are still with us, perhaps they can help find that passage about restoring the option to nominate new people now and not eliminate that option, not rely solely on the option to write in candidates.
Mr. Chair, this is Myla.
Go ahead, Myla.
I'm just wondering if we might invite our extraordinary chair of tellers to suggest language that might help us out and with Beth's amendment.
Terry, here. Thank you.
Terry, do you have any suggestions? Terry Goodman? I don't know if he can hear us. He's frozen. Oh, there he is. Terry, can you unmute if you have a suggestion for language to allow a certain additional period for nominations to be made that would be incorporated into the ballot that you send out? Seems unresponsive. I don't know. In the chat, John Gary asked, nominations are in order now? No. And the answer is yes. This is still really the same meeting at which we started the nominating process. So if anybody does have a nomination or wants to self-nominate themselves who hasn't been nominated yet for any of the committees, they're free to do so.
This is Beth again.
Go ahead, Beth.
It's good that we ask for nominations now. But again, I would like that option to be restored to this second process. I would like this process, the second process, to follow our standard procedure rather than to delete that option to nominate other people later. And whatever our standard language is for that, that's what I would like to use because it stood the test of time.
Mr. Chair, this is Myla.
Okay, Myla.
I'm just thinking that if no one's prepared to provide that standard language, we're sort of not able to provide an explicit amendment as far as that's how it seems to me. That so we're just sort of trying to figure out what the standard language is, but we don't know what it is. So I would be more than
okay. I don't think there is standard language because there are several different election processes that we've used in the past. Historically, for the director elections, the nominations have to be made well in advance and in writing and sent to the entire LSP. That hasn't been the process for these delegate elections. My suggestion would be that we just add into the time frame a time to add additional nominations before the final ballot is sent out. So what I don't have it right in front of me. What is the date that you gave for the tellers to distribute the ballot to everybody?
Mr. Chair, if I might answer your question, this is Myla.
Yeah.
Let's see. Further resolved that current listeners are authorized to vote and will be sent instructions via email on or before Monday, February 21st, and that the polls shall close on February 25th.
So okay, thanks.
Would you like to extend the date beyond February 25th? Because we're not going to actually ratify at a continuation meeting until March 6th. So that gives us, a good 10 days in between the close.
Okay. Yeah. So the relevant date is the one to send the ballot out. I see Bella's hands up, but John Gary's asking for the floor, who's the other teller. And I think he might have a proposal. Go ahead, John, and then we'll take Bella.
Mr. Chair, do I understand that a member is recommending that the nomination period remain open after the meeting has adjourned?
Yes, I think that's the intent of Beth's motion, that we allow written nominations. It's not everybody's at this meeting either. Some people are at the beginning of the meeting, are not here now. Some people are on the call who are not at the beginning of the meeting on Wednesday. So she's saying to leave the nominations open in writing until before the ballot goes out. So sometime after this meeting, there would still be time for nominations to be made. And then when the ballot goes out, the nominees, including those, would appear with their names on the ballot as opposed to just by the write-in process.
Mr. Chair, if I may?
Yeah. Go ahead, John.
I can't speak for the chair of tellers, but for myself, that is almost impossible. We did that once. It is not possible for me to be confident that all the nominations have been communicated to me, because we tried this process before somewhere, and I contacted the secretary and I asked, please forward me any nominations that have come in since the close of the meeting, and I got no response. Therefore, I didn't know if there were nominations out there that the secretary hadn't heard or that the secretary hadn't communicated to me. So that puts me in the extremely vulnerable position of sending out a ballot that may be incomplete, which will lead to problems with more confusion. So, I can't rule, but the solution would be to allow write-ins, because in fact, somebody has been seated through write-ins at this board. Somebody won an election through write-ins a few months ago. So yeah. With all due respect to the member who maybe thinks write-ins is not the preferred method, I would respectfully say that write-ins are perfect because they bypass the nominations process and the ballot writing process. So you can just add the name when you vote, and it's valid. And I thought write-ins were allowed by Robert's rules and the bylaws. So I would recommend closing nominations at the end of this meeting, but allowing write-ins, which is a form of self-nomination, as one of the members said. Now, and if the chair of tellers, if I said something out of line, the chair of tellers can correct me. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you to the board.
Thanks. So, Terry, again, do you have any comment? Terry Goodman?
Yes, I can just remark that everything that could be accomplished by a nomination, a candidate who wants a seat can accomplish just by sending their self-nomination to the other voters via email, you know, just having a write-in campaign. That probably accomplishes more than a nomination.
Mr. Chair, this is
Bella. Yes, Bella, you're on the set. Go ahead, Bella.
This is a complete catastrophe, and I am leaving the meeting, and this is very poorly handled. Not only that, this is an effort to keep me away from any governance position at the PNB. That's what this is all about. Thank you.
All right, so what's on the floor at the moment is the amendment to allow an additional period of nomination after the end of this meeting for written nominations to be sent to the tellers.
Beth with a question.
Go ahead, Beth.
Am I mistaken that it has been our process in the past to allow nominations after the meeting? Email nominations that close at a certain point? I thought that was our standard practice.
No, as I said, that we've had different practices for the two different things that we conduct different kinds of elections. When we're voting for directors, written nomination is required. We haven't previously had separate written nominations outside of what gets nominated at the meetings, as I recall, for other positions.
Okay. I was remembering that process. There are so many different elections that it's possible that I've conflated one process with another. If it's that complicated, I mean, especially if there's resistance from the tellers, then I do see the potential for a different outcome. If having your name listed on a ballot is different from having a space to write in anybody. And I would prefer to have a period, allow a period, even if it's just later yet today, to close at midnight tonight, to have the option to nominate someone to appear on the ballots. If that's not possible, then so be it. But that would be my preference, and that would be my amendment.
Michael?
All right, Grace has a hand up. Go ahead, Grace.
Yeah, I have a motion to put forward, which I just sent to everybody.
Okay,
I think I sent it to everybody. They're troubled. Anyway, here's a motion. It would either be a main motion or a substitute motion. I'm not sure where we're at on this. But here it is. Be it resolved that the KPFK election for delegates to PNB committees be extended so that ballots can be sent to all LSB delegates and that write-ins be allowed, including for the governance committee. That's it.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized? This is Myla.
Okay, hang on a second. Let's give people a chance to absorb what was just said. I'll repeat it again. Be it resolved the KPFK election for delegates to PNB committees be extended so the ballots can be sent to all LSB to all LSB delegates and that write-ins be allowed, including for the governance committee. I'm not sure why.
Be resolved the KPFK election for delegates to PNB committees be extended so the ballots can be sent to all LSB delegates and that write-ins be allowed, including for the governance committee.
I'm sorry, I'm not clear why that got repeated. Is somebody recording this meeting or outside of the normal recordings? Michael Heiss, can you mute, please?
I'm sorry.
Okay, so at this point, that's a substitute motion, is that?
Yes, I believe that it would be a substitute motion. I can I motivate it slightly?
Well, you have no dates in it, for one thing. It's a little problematic. So, I think if you could polish it, it would be helpful. Why don't you work on that for a minute? And I see two other hands up. Paulina hasn't spoken for a while.
But a point of information, is this procedurally okay? We've got a motion on the floor.
Now
we have a substitute motion.
Yes, you can have up to three things under consideration. And so there's your original motion, there's a Beth's amendment, and now there's a substitute for the whole thing.
Okay, thank you.
Paulina?
Yeah, Michael, you already mentioned what I was about to say, which is dates are missing. Yeah, if you could have a timeline in this motion, I would support it or second it.
So, Grace, you're being invited to rework your substitute so that it has dates and a timeline for the initial balloting. You're talking about extending it. Yeah,
I'm doing that now.
Okay, thank you. If I can comment, I think if I take the meaning of your motion, you're saying that the tally that has been taken so far would remain in effect in a sense, but be extended with additional votes and possibly. Additional write-ins, people could change their vote if they wish to. And those, I think only, 18 members actually received ballots originally, and there are 24 of us. So the additional six members would get the ballots, and everyone would still have the option of changing the ballot before the final tally. Is that the teller's understanding of what the thrust of this motion is? Paulina, is your hand back up? Sorry.
No, I'll lower.
Okay.
Okay, LSD1. All right. Okay, I'm sending it. Let me take this other stuff off. I'm sorry. It's just going to take me a second to get this. Okay, I'm sending it. Just pardon the formatting. Oh, can I read it?
Yeah.
Okay, be it resolved that the KPFK election for delegates to P&B committees be extended so that ballots be sent to all LSC delegates by midnight Pacific time on Sunday, February 20th, 2022, and that write-ins be allowed, including for the governance committee. Ballots must be received by the tellers by midnight Wednesday, February 23rd, 2022. There's an extra word in there that should be deleted, but, you know, I read it without the word.
Okay, this is a substitute motion.
To the tellers? Let's figure out if that's acceptable to the tellers.
Well, let me see if it has a second first, and then we'll... Let me reread it as the chair. Be it resolved that the KPFK election for delegates to P&B committees be extended so that ballots be sent to all LSP delegates by midnight Pacific time on Sunday, February 20th, 2022, and that write-ins be allowed, including for the governance committee. Ballots must be received by the tellers by midnight Wednesday, February 23rd, 2022.
Okay, can we ask the tellers if that timeline is acceptable to them?
Okay, Terry or John?
I think we may work with that.
Okay, John? Yeah, hands up.
Which election is being extended? The one that started last week, or the one that's being motivated today?
This would be a substitute, so it would be an extension of the one that started last week. we're correcting the problem by allowing the additional members to vote.
Yeah, but the problem is if new nominations are made at this meeting, we have to resend out all the ballots. So we're if people can nominate between now and midnight, I mean, we're supposed to.
No, I think this is instead of
add contests to ballots we've already received. That's crazy.
No, this says nothing about new nominations.
Well, the new nominations might happen.
Okay.
Then I have.
All right. That's so difficult. All right, I see Myla and Beth with some comments, and I think we're going to try to move this in way some way forward. Myla, you need to unmute.
I haven't really looked that closely at the substitute that Grace is offering, but I see that what it leaves off is the further resolved when we will have the continuation meeting for the results of the election. So I would add I would either support my initial motion, which does include those dates, that date, or ask Grace if she would allow for a friendly amendment to add further resolved that the delegates will meet in a continuation meeting on Sunday, March 6, 2022 at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time to receive and ratify the results of the election. But let me just further add that I really, I hear what John Gary is saying. I don't want it to make this so problematic for our tellers, our volunteer tellers. And so I would really like to go with whichever process works best for our tellers. And Terry has now said in the chat that the new motion does not clearly allow write-ins by everyone, where the original motion that I offered, which with the guidance of Terry Goodman, I could not have written it without his guidance, does allow for the write-in candidates. Thank you.
Okay. Beth has a hand up, and then I'm going to try to move this whole process forward if I can. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, the previous election process was rescinded this morning.
Yeah.
So it's
mm-hmm.
all done. Yeah. It's dead. So this is not an extension of that process. This is a substitute for that process. And as such, it's a new, separate, different election. And as such, I think it's going to have a new ballot go out in order to make it valid, because yeah. dates will be changed and so just, I think just, you know.
Yeah.
Good help.
Michael, I have tweaked the motion to include that. Can I read the, I'm sorry, it's difficult, but.
Okay. Honestly, Grace, I feel like based, I agree with what was just said. We actually rescinded the authorization for the prior election. And so I don't think it's possible to extend it in the way you're proposing. I think we just
I changed that. Okay, Michael, can I just
okay.
read it?
Okay, go ahead.
Be resolved that the prior election for KPFK delegates to PNB committees be voided, that new ballots be sent to all LSV delegates by midnight Pacific time on Sunday, February 20th, 2022, and that write-ins be allowed, including for the governance committee. Ballots must be received by the tellers by midnight Wednesday, February 23rd, 2022. I left out new formal nominations because of the difficulties the tellers would have with that option. This is not perfect. It's flawed in that we can't have new nominations added to the nominee list in the ballot, but I think that that must be weighed against the possibility of errors and uncertainty and confusion if we allow ad hoc nominations before the ballots are sent out.
Okay, so this is, I'm sorry, stop for a second, please, let the chair speak. This is the third attempt at a substitute motion of the whole thing, which has still not yet been seconded by anybody. And I would point out that it, for some reason, it singles out the governance committee in particular, which I think is unnecessary. If you say write-ins are allowed, write-ins are allowed, period. So I also don't think it's necessary to declare the previous election void because we already rescinded the authorization for it. So I honestly don't understand what the benefit of this motion is as compared to the previous motions already submitted.
Okay. Take it off the table then. I can remove it if that's what's I believe that there was no ballot for the governance committee because that was decided because there were only two nominees at the meeting.
I think that Myla's motion called for all the committees being listed on the ballot, the new ballot.
All right. In which case, I withdraw my substitute motion. I apologize for wasting time.
All right. Thanks. So we still have the Beth's amendment to allow an additional period for nominations. Beth, are you still pushing for that? Or that was seconded. It is before us.
I'm prepared to withdraw that motion.
Okay. It was made and seconded. So. I think we'll have to vote on it. I do want to say that I'll reiterate that nominations can still be made at this meeting because it's the same meeting that was at which nominations were originally made still technically. So,
I call the question, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, so we're calling the question on the amendment. We do have to vote on it because it was made and seconded before the body at this point. It can't be withdrawn. Grace's motion was different because it was never seconded. So, Ralph, are you still here with us? Yeah, thanks. Can you call the roll on the amendment to allow a period for written nominations or self-nominations for the tellers until midnight tonight?
Okay, secretary is calling the roll on the main motion, I guess it was.
No, this is not an amendment. It's not an amendment, which if it's adopted will be incorporated into the main motion. The amendment is to allow written nominations until midnight tonight.
The amendment to the main motion. Grace Aaron?
Pass.
Christina Avalos?
Yes.
Alan Beek?
Alan Beek votes yes.
Jose Benavides? Jose Benavides? Fred Blair?
I pass.
Fred Blair passes. Sandy Childs?
Yes.
Sandy votes yes. Marisol Cruz? Oh, she's not here. Okay, Della DeSoto?
No.
Della votes no. Eric Jacobson?
Pass.
Eric passes. Avelia, Michael Novick?
No.
Oye Oyeyipo?
No.
Oye votes no. Myla Reason?
Myla Reason votes no to amending the main motion.
Myla votes no. Lawrence Reyes?
Not present.
Ziri Rideau?
No.
Ziri votes no. Paul Roberson?
I vote no.
Yeah, thank you.
Paul votes no. Oscar Ulloa?
I vote no.
Oscar votes no. Polina Vasiliev?
No.
Zina votes no. Elizabeth von Guten? Elizabeth von Guten?
Sorry, I was muted. Abstain.
Elizabeth is an abstain.
Elizabeth, let me just back on, sorry.
Okay, Jose, how do you vote?
No.
Jose is a no.
Can I change my vote?
Who's speaking?
Oh, Christina.
Christina, how do you wish to vote?
No.
And Grace Aaron?
I vote no.
Eric Jacobson?
Abstain.
Eric abstains. Okay, one moment.
Fred Blair.
Oh, Fred, go ahead.
I'm going to abstain also.
All right, very good. One moment for the tally.
Carlos Zavala.
I have two yes votes, 11 no votes, and 3 abstentions.
Stop it.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Get up in your seat.
Sandy, you need to mute yourself. Ralph, can you please repeat the tally?
I was going to change my vote, Michael, but it doesn't matter. We lost anyway.
I'm sorry, I never heard the tally. So if Ralph can please restate the tally. Did you want to change anything with Sandy? I guess not. Ralph, can you repeat the tally, please?
Okay, the tally is 2 yes votes, 11 no votes, and 3 abstentions.
Okay, thank you. So the motion, the amendment is defeated. The main motion is the original one that was introduced. Christina, you have your hand up again? Sorry? Or no? Okay. The main motion, which is to authorize a new ballot to go out, and the time frame that was given with a final ratification on, I think it's Sunday, March, what is that, 6th? I don't have it in front of me. 6th?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Are there objections to that?
Bella objects.
Okay, so we'll take a vote. Can you call the roll on the main motion, Ralph?
Okay, on the main motion, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Christina Avalos?
Yes.
Alan Beek?
Alan Beek, yes.
Jose Benavides? Jose Benavides? Jose Benavides.
Come Fred back to him. Yeah.
Fred Blair. Why do I always have to come back to him? Fred Blair.
Yes.
Sandy Childs.
Yes.
Marisol Cruz.
But I don't think she's present.
Okay. Got it. Bella DeSoto.
No.
Bella is a no. Eric Jacobson?
Yes.
Eric is a yes. Avelia Jones? Not here. Let's see. Michael Novick?
Abstain.
Michael abstains. Oye, Oye Yippo?
Yes.
Oye votes yes. Myla Reason?
Yes. Myla votes yes.
Myla votes yes. Lawrence, he's not here. Ziri Rideau?
Abstain.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
I abstain.
Okay. Ziri abstains. Paul Roberson?
I vote yes.
Paul votes yes. Oscar Uya?
Abstain.
Oscar abstains. Polina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Votes yes. Beth Von Guten?
Yes.
Beth votes yes. Jose Benavides?
I vote yes.
All right. I think that's everyone. One moment. I have the tally as 12 yes, 1 no, and 3 abstentions.
Thank you. So that carries. I do want to thank the tellers for their participation on the call and their efforts in trying to tally the original vote. I apologize again for the error in the original motion, which nobody else caught either.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella.
Go ahead, Bella. And I want to take additional public comment also.
Okay, Mr. Chair, you do recall that I was the first one who called the language to your attention, that it was erroneous.
Yes, when you called it to my attention, Bella, I told you that I already had caught the error and notified the tellers.
I don't see how, but anyway, okay.
So additional public comment before we end the meeting. Raymond Goldstone has a hand up. I think Michael Heiss had some comments in the chat maybe he wants to make.
Yes, if I may, Michael, I just am curious to know if somebody can put a link for tomorrow's CAB meeting in the sorry, it's a little early for a variety of reasons. In the KPFTX listing, how can you have a meeting for the community when there's nothing posted that shows them how to access it? Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I think that's up to Beth, who did the initial postings. I didn't have a chance to check them myself. But
if they don't post it, then you're having a meeting in the forest that nobody...
Right. No, I'm not... I think it's a correct point. I thought they were originally posted with a call-in, so I didn't look to see this month. But Beth had posted a whole series of them in advance, so maybe she can correct that.
Thank you.
Raymond, you had your hand up, and then you lowered it?
Yes. I have a question for the chair.
Uh-huh.
In the motion, there was no mention of write-ins. And my question is, will there be any statement on the ballot that one can write in a nominee?
I think the answer to that is yes. All of our ballots have always had the write-in option on them.
And it's articulated as such?
Yeah. Uh-huh. There's a space on it that says write-in with a blank place for people to... I mean,
A nominee have to be seconded, or can it be self-nominated?
Can be self-nominated. Always, any nomination can be just self-nominated. So let me just ask if there are any additional nominations that anybody wants to make before we adjourn this meeting. That would be advantageous to the state, since we all have opportunity now. It doesn't preclude write-ins, but it would make it easier for the tellers to actually have names. As I see a few hands went up. Yes, Bella, then Eric and Myla.
The people that were nominated or self-nominated or were nominated in the last run remain in effect, yes or no?
Yes. Everyone.
It's difficult to for the stream, you know.
Yes. We did read the original nominations, and they are there, and we're going to take some time before we end for people who want to speak to their nomination to do so. Eric?
That was my point, Michael, about opportunity. Just whenever you get around to it.
Yeah. Okay, I think there's only two hands. So since the tellers have the list in front of them, John, Gary, or can you read each committee and the names of the nominees so far?
I have a question.
Okay, what's your question, Alan?
Does the national board rule that there will be no elections from the local board for the finance committee?
Okay, the Finance Committee is always a different committee. Its membership is fixed. It is one director from each station chosen by the Pacifica National Board, and the treasurer of each station, chosen by the local station board. So our participation on that committee is Kim Kaufman as our treasurer, and whichever director of our four directors who is elected by the PNB to serve on that committee. It's different from the other committees. There are some other differences.
Michael, you were chewing.
Sorry.
Well, there's no point in nominating yourself to elect for the finance committee because...
No, the finance committee is different. It's right. The finance committee, as I said, has a fixed membership. It's the treasurer and one director chosen by the from each station chosen by the PNB. The other one that's different that I'm aware of is the strategic planning committee, I believe, has no delegates. And earlier in the discussion, there was apparently they're adding people to that committee who are no longer on the PNB. I find it very odd there'll be a committee with non-members that does not allow delegates. But I think the body could entertain, consider a motion to urge the PNB to change that. But that's not what is before us right now. So I'll ask again, John Gary, can you read one committee and the people already nominated to see if any of them who are present want to speak to their nomination?
Thank
you. So you want me to read them by committee?
And start with one committee, whichever one is the first. I think it's ordered alphabetically, but.
Okay, I'll read all three nominees. PNB Audit Committee, two seats available, Fred Blair, Bella DeSoto, Eric C. Jacobson.
Okay, so Fred, did you want to say anything about your service, your nomination to the Audit Committee?
Just a short statement. I've served on the Audit Committee. In fact, I was the chair for 3 years of the Audit Committee from, I believe, 2012 through 2014 or 15. I believe I have the experience and understanding of how to serve on that committee and be of some use. I thank everybody who voted for me, and I would also urge people to re-elect Eric Jacobson. He has served for 2 years on the Audit Committee and would like to continue his service there. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Bella.
Yes, I served for a year on the Audit Committee. I was removed. There was an effort to keep me away from the Audit Committee because as a bookkeeper, I was asking stern questions, pertinent questions to the accounting process. And I objected to the management letter language, and many edits were made because of that. But there was an effort by some members on that committee that were seated on this LSB and now that kept me from getting the votes to get back in there. I would like to get back in there so I can keep fighting for the proper transparency that's needed at the national level. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks.
Thank you, Michael. Eric. Thank you, Michael. I would like to continue serving on the Audit Committee where I've served since I became an LSB member in late 2019. So this would be my third year. And the basis for why I accepted nominations is that the Audit Committee has been one of the success stories in Pacifica's slow but sure efforts to get its overall house back in order. And I'm familiar with the dynamics on the committee. I'm going to respectfully disagree with Bella on this one. I don't think that the operative value that we need on that committee is one of fighting. What we need is a watchdogging of the process so that the audits continue to be handled in the
highly professional manner that they'd been handled. It was tremendous effort to get multiple audits done in with all deliberate speed. It was successful, and it means that we're caught up on our audits. So I think this committee should be the watchword for our voters on our LSB should be continuity. And I say that with full respect for Bella. Thank you.
All right, Bella, you want to respond?
Yes, I would like to respond, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
Mischaracterizing me, this is the second time that Mr. Eric C. Jacobson has taken the time to do so. He did this 2 years ago, and he's doing it again now to prevent me from getting voted to back to the audit committee. And I never said about fighting. I meant, and what I said, conveyed, was being a watchdog, okay? Transparency is not requesting transparency. You shouldn't have to fight for that, okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Bella. I see a hand up from the public. Is this a comment about this particular contest, Janine? Janine Rohn?
Oh, I'm sorry. I that was from public comment.
Okay. Are there any additional nominations for the that anybody's aware of for the audit committee? Okay, I don't hear any. Write-ins are still possible, as we said. Next committee, John?
Committee of Inclusion, Director Delegate, Avelia Jones.
Okay, director member, yeah. Right. So, Avelia is not on the call. Lawrence has been on that previously, but he's, you know, I wouldn't recommend having him take on any additional responsibilities. He's physically very taxed at this point. Any other directors interested in serving on the Committee of Inclusion? Yes, well, Ali is also not on the call.
Mr. Chair, Bella DeSoto would like to be considered.
Yeah, no, this is for the director seat. Yeah,
the director seat. Forgive
okay.
Me.
So at this point, the only nominee for the director seat on the Committee of Inclusion is Avelia, and for the three delegate seats?
Marisol Cruz, Bella DeSoto, Paul Roberson.
Yeah, okay.
And anybody else interested in serving on the Committee of Inclusion? Also remember that people can be added to the committee subsequent to the election. The committee can add additional people, both from the local station board and not. So if there's anybody who wants to serve on that committee, once it's constituted, they should contact, I guess, Avelia or the LSB as a whole and indicate their interest. Okay, thanks. And I guess we will post it. We're going to incorporate all the committees on the ballot, and there'll be an option for a write-in. Next one.
PNB Elections Committee, two seats available. Grace Aaron, Christina Avalos, Bella DeSoto, Michael Novick, Myla Reason.
Christina? You have to unmute.
Yes, I've served on the election committee for other organizations, usually political groups. And I found that our outreach was really important to get everyone involved. So I would work on using, we have computer technology now, where before we used to use phones to get people involved in the voting process. And that would be my goal.
Thank you. Who's next off the list? I think Bella? Or? Gary, next one alphabetically.
Next is Governance Committee.
No, alphabetically list for elections.
Grace Aaron was first, followed by Christina Hoffman.
Grace, I'm sorry, I missed you. Go ahead.
Many years ago, 2008, I believe, I wrote a comprehensive election policy that has been more or less ignored. And I would like to serve on the election committee to resuscitate that policy, which mandated carts on the air for the candidates that mandated on-air candidate debates and gave the power of the National Election Supervisor to take disciplinary action on station management if they did not reply with full transparency for our local station board elections. Anyway, I'd like to, among other things, be on the election committee to get that policy instituted, implemented. It's already Pacifica policy. I'd like to see it get implemented. That's all.
So Christina already spoke. Who is next on that list, John?
Bella DeSoto, Elections Committee nominee.
Thank you. Yes, I would definitely support that PMB policy. I just finished serving on the National Elections Committee with others across the network. It was opened up to the full network so that people could come in and share their opinions of the recent elections, the way it was not carried out properly. So many complaints. So my position is, again, transparency is the virtue, and it should be the rule of everything. And we shouldn't be having another repeat of this recent and the last two prior election cycles. And so I would fully support implementing that policy that Grace just read to make sure that there is compliance from the managers at each station. Thank you. And much more.
Michael Novick, Elections Committee nominee.
Thank you. Yes, I did serve on the Elections Committee previously a number of years ago in my prior tenure on the local station board. I think it's a really important committee to assure bylaws compliance and full discussion in the membership. I think it's critical. The whole point of the elections is to allow the members of Pacifica to engage in the question of what the future of Pacifica will look at. And I think it's vital at this time that we have, as Grace said, also the fullest possible discussion among the members and over the airwaves about what the issues and what's at stake. I do think that, in particular, in my prior service, we worked on the question of the condition of the membership list, which continue to be very, very difficult. I think that's not just for the elections, but the California Corporations Code requires that Pacifica keep a accurate and current list of its members at its headquarters. And I think that it behooves us to get the management to produce such accurate lists. And then I think that a bylaws compliant election does require that the before any ballots go out, that the members have an opportunity to hear from the candidates, both through candidate cards and through on-air candidate forums that we used to have, including for KPFK. I think there needs to be at least one bilingual forum during the Spanish language broadcasting block. And I would push for all those things if I was returned to the committee. Thank you.
Myla Reason, PNB Elections Committee nominee.
Thank you, Mr. Berry. I am running for the PNB Elections Committee because, unfortunately, there is a cloud existing over Pacifica governance and this very body that I serve on now, the KPFK Local Station Board, due to serious disagreements about the handling of not only our last LSB delegate election, but also the referendum on reforming the governance structure of KPF of Pacifica. And one of the things that I will work for is that we appoint an independent, a new election supervisor independent of Pacifica, who can restore confidence that there will be a fair election process, and there will be fair elections processes going forward. And hopefully we can find an independent individual who can also look at these two previous elections, because the outcomes of both of those elections are highly disputed at this point, and we really need to restore confidence in this experiment in democratic media. So I would like to make sure, for example, that going forward, that elections are certified by the independent vendor that is tallying the votes for Pacifica elections. In this last round of elections, the votes were not certified by the independent vendor, but were self-certified by the election supervisor, who unfortunately is now whose integrity has been questioned by numerous people who are concerned about the outcome. So I'm hoping to restore integrity and confidence in our election process. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, if I may?
Yeah.
The next contest is PNB.
Okay, I'm sorry, before you do that, any additional nominations for that committee now? All right, not hearing any. Go ahead.
Yes. PNB Governance Committee, two seats available. The first nominee listed is Marisol Cruz.
Marisol is not here, but as people know, she is the vice chair of our LSB and has begun to participate in our local governance committee.
Next nominee, Bella DeSoto, PNB Governance Committee.
I feel that the governance committee plays a very important role in the entire process of the bylaws committees, how the information is gathered and disseminated to prepare agendas for the big body, the LSB. It is important the same principles should be adhered to at the national level. The governance committee is a clearinghouse for all the motions from every other committee, and then admits or rejects the motions into the large agenda for the PNB. It is an important committee because it is where very important decisions are made. Had this process been observed in the proper chain of command recently, we would not have had the debacle that we are facing today with the PNB taking actions adverse to the entire Pacifica Foundation. So if elected to the governance committee, I will work collaboratively with the others and try to do the very best to adhere to policy and process so that everything can be done properly. Thank you.
Thanks, Bella. So it was pointed out, I think, in the chat that the normally at the PNB, the coordinating committee works on the agenda. And I think that's an error. The coordinating committee is a committee that's only composed of directors. I think it would be preferable for the governance committee to do it because the governance committee incorporates people from the various local station boards. And I think it's desirable to have that. So I would commend that to the PNB. Any other nominations?
Mr. Chair, Bella, I saw that too, and I was scratching my head how anybody can suggest that the strategy committee would be preparing.
No, it's not the strategic. No, it's not the strategic planning committee. It's the coordinating committee.
Coordinating.
Yeah,
correct.
That has been their policy. Okay. Next one, unless there's go ahead.
PNB Programming Committee, two seats available. First listed nominee is Grace Aaron.
Grace?
Okay, yeah. I think that programming across the network is extremely important. We need to improve our listenership.
If we don't improve our listenership, we're going to be disqualified from Corporation for Public Broadcast funding. And also, the degree that we have listeners is the degree that we have increased membership and donations. We must insist that our programming be improved, be more community-oriented, and we need to firmly ensure that management does all it can to improve the quality and the diversity of our programming, and so that it reaches more people and so that it appeals to a greater swath of people and that it meets the needs of the people living in Southern California in our signal area. So I feel strongly that programming improvement is probably the most important thing that Pacifica needs to work on during this upcoming year. Thank you.
Ziri Rideau, PNB Programming Committee.
Ziri left the call, unfortunately, but I believe she has expressed a lot of similar ideas about needing greater community orientation, greater diversity, and greater, I don't know what to call it, dialogue, I think, within the programming. So, you know, in terms of having a debate and airing views that aren't usually heard.
Oscar Uyola, PNB Programming Committee.
Yeah, good morning. Excuse, I'm a little, my voice is a little sore right now. But I had the privilege to work before the programming committee. I was the author of a motion called Pacifica in the Streets, which also can go through our particular station, in this case, KPFK in the Streets, which is the move by the knowing that a lot of the programming has moved from the original foundation or the principles of Pacifica, which is to give voice to our people, to our workers, to our unions, and has unfortunately, in a lot of opinions, moved more to satisfy the talking points or the people who like to hear themselves on the radio or with their opinions. We need to change that because the programming is our product, is what we need to offer for people who are progressive and for people who are interested on the benefit of our communities. This is the perfect way to connect with our communities. For those who are a little bit more on the public radio side, they have another options. But if we want to still fight for a radio who represents our ideal, progressive ideals, we are all work on it, and I'm sure that we will try to implement this constant connection with our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Any additional nominations for the National Programming Committee?
Mr. Chair, I nominate Bella DeSoto here. I nominate Polina Vasiliev, if she accepts.
Alan Beek withdrawing from the call.
Okay, thank you, Alan.
Chair, may I reply?
Yes, Polina. Please.
Mm-hmm. I don't, unfortunately, at this time. I give all my support to Oscar Ulloa. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Any further? John P. Gary?
No. So the PNB Program Committee now has four nominees. Grace Aaron, Bella DeSoto, Ziri Rideau, Oscar Ulloa.
Yeah, Rideau. Okay, thank you. And is that the last committee?
That is the last committee.
Okay, so there will be a ballot going out, and there will be write-ins on the ballot if anybody has a mind to it later on. And is there any additional public comment before we close the meeting? Colin, use the floor.
Yes, this is Jonathan Markowitz. My question is, are these ballots going to be sent out today, to be received today, and in what form are they going to be sent? Thank you.
It's an email that goes to the members of the LSB. What was the timetable? I think it's by tomorrow night. People had to receive the ballots. Is that right?
I'm not sure, but what I wanted to find out is when are those votes supposed to be cast and then sent back in? What's the deadline for the votes to be cast? Received.
Someone reread that. I have too many screens open. Someone respond to that question, Terry?
It's a Friday midnight ballot deadline.
For the tellers to receive them?
It's the ballot deadline.
Yeah.
That's 12 midnight tonight. Is that correct?
No, the ballot. Go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, 12 midnight next Friday is the. So the LSB has all week to send their ballots in.
Thank you.
I see Ziri Rose back. Ziri, did you want to say a word or two about your candidacy for the National Program Committee? Thank you.
Opportunity. Thank you, Michael. So I would like to, of course, get local programming going, but I also would like to address the changing narrative surrounding the COVID topic, which KPFK has very little addressed. This is not my only main thing, but this is something I felt disappointed with, how it's been, you know, that suddenly we are on the side of government and big pharma instead of on the side of workers and protests for their rights, for workers' rights. And so I feel this needs to be addressed more. This is an important issue. Another issue, of course, is that I feel there has to be a great address of the Latino community. Now, with Fernando passing here, it's important that we come to a, you know, that we find people who keep that team strong. We will do the funeral, by the way, next week, and you will hear all the information about that on Friday, probably. And so, so other than the Latino topic, I am very much in favor of now galvanizing a strong left that is separated from the corporate Democrats and the current narrative of constant, you know, appeasing big pharma, appeasing the government, lining up behind the president. I mean, this kind of stuff is really unworthy for KPFK. And so I want to have a strong perspective and let the community people speak and have their open conflicts, which has been all mainstreamed into an NPR-like, blah, blah. And so as soon as, of course, we can afford it to have more local news is a very important thing. And so, yeah, this would be what I would run for. Thank you.
Any additional public comment? Hearing none, I guess I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, Mr. Chair, Bella DeSoto.
Okay, is there any objection?
There's the caller number 4 again.
Is there an additional comment calling user 4? I think that hand was just left up.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Hearing no objection, the meeting stands adjourned. And people will get the ballots and submit them.
When will the ballots be sent, Mr. Chair?
I believe that it was by tomorrow night. Is that Terry? Terry or John?
Our deadline is tomorrow, but if we have them ready today, we'll send them today.
Okay, thanks.